We're rolling.
The final lap recap podcast is in session. We had the clash at Bowman Gray. Overall, I thought it was pretty cool.
Way better than the Coliseum.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. They did the best they could, I thought. And again, way better than the Coliseum. I thought it was interesting how they had to be off track for pits and
yeah,
you know, only one entrance, one exit, no pit road. Playing on a football field, actually. So it was cool. Of course, we all know Chase won. He was pretty much dominant every race he was in.
Yeah, he came out of the hot gates hot. His car looked great, too.
It did. It looked really good. I didn't hate the format. The heat races and the main and last chance race and, you know, I didn't hate it. I enjoyed it. It was 2 days of short track grinding. Tempers flaring.
Okay, I'm going to say on that, NASCAR needs to stop putting their hands. They're going to talk to Ty Gibbs about what he did. Who cares? People love to watch that. Let them bang it out on the track. And if they want to get out and fight, let them fight. Stop.
Boys have at it, right?
But man, his car went airborne with his little side hit. I don't know how it got airborne like that. It's crazy.
Over Justin Haley, yeah. But, you know, the people I feel sorry for is his crew now. They got to go fix all that crap.
It didn't do much damage.
I don't know. Right, their left front tire looked like it was,
well,
let's say, less than straight.
Well, true.
So, I just, you know. And the other thing I would say about that is, Ty Gibbs, you ain't been around long enough to demand that kind of respect. Or,
I mean, I think if it's over Justin Haley, he probably does over Justin Haley, and it lets. But in my opinion, they both don't have wins. They're both, you know, green. So you're on the same level playing field.
One's got a different last name than the other.
Yeah, one's yeah.
Did you notice that the flag stand was an actual construction scissors lift?
Yeah, it was a scissors lift, yeah.
I don't know, guys. Hey, NASCAR, you could have done a little better than that. I mean, you've had a whole year to do something and to have to bring in a scissors stand. I mean, make that your contribution. Besides putting in the safer barriers, make that your contribution to
maybe,
the track.
Maybe that's just cheaper. I don't know.
Well, sure, it's cheaper, but it's a lot less than the $3 million they spent at the Coliseum.
Yeah,
put in a flag stand. That's all I'm saying is that was. Well, I don't know. I guess rethinking it, that's pretty redneck. So
yeah,
kind of fits. I just got a kick out of that one. But over, like I said, not a whole lot to say. It was good, tight, hard.
Yeah, I enjoyed the racing. Usually short track racing in NASCAR last couple of years have been crap. They can't pass. And it probably because the cars really couldn't get up to speed, but they could get up to each other's bumpers and they could hit each other and they could pass. So I can't complain on the short track, but it just might be because the track was so short and small. We'll see when we get to the new coming year with they go to Martinsville and all these short tracks if that'll continue or not, but it was good.
And this was flatter than snot.
Yeah.
There was no banking, period.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
You at Wilkesboro and, you know, the other exhibition track, there is a little bit of banking, so that may have been the difference. Well, Martinsville is no banking, you know, or minimal.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe they figured something out with this car. Hopefully, make it a little better.
Did you know that safer barriers came from Fontana, California?
Yeah, you know that there is nothing going on in Fontana. They took the track out and they haven't done anything with it.
I saw pictures updating, and yeah, it didn't look like they did much after deconstruction.
Nope. It looks to me like they, I don't know if they're going to do, they, you know, they had the plan for the half mile or whatever, High Bank, West Coast Bristol, they were calling it.
Well, it'll be West Coast Martinsville, if anything.
Yeah. And they've done nothing, but.
Maybe they're changing plans.
Yeah, they didn't. It's just like all the Michigan stands went to Watkins Glen, all those stands they took out of Michigan, so. Other than that, like I said, it was a good race. It was a good kickoff, good 2 days. I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would, and I thought I was going to hate it a lot more than I didn't. So it was good. It was really good. All right. Again, we promise we're going to keep these things short this year. It was announced today that Ricky Rudd, Carl Edwards, and Ralph Moody will be inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame. That's going to be on Friday the 8th on Tubi TV, which if you don't have Tubi, get it.
It's literally free.
It is literally free. It's the NASCAR channel. Both Brian and I have been kind of checking it out on and off, and it's cool. It's got a lot of classic races on it, and it seems like what they're going to do for this season is they're theming for the upcoming, you know, like the previous 7 days are going to be for the upcoming race. So like this week there's Daytona's and, or excuse me, the Twin 125s is all over the place, but I think it's cool and it's free. So there's that. You see Ross Chastain's going to be in a Super Bowl commercial?
No.
It's really quite comical. It's the one where the dude's standing out in the woods. He's afraid that he's lost. You know, he's only been out there for 12 minutes. And they've got Carl Edwards out there in a car in a pop-up tent on top of his car. And they make a crack about, you know, you don't want to go around in circles. And Carl pops his head out and says, "Hey, what's wrong with going around in circles?" Uh-huh. It's funny. So something to look forward to if you're going to watch the game. Just kind of, there's really not a whole lot of news. We got, obviously, the Twin 125s. They're the 13th, Thursday the 13th.
Man, that's going to be a long day. 7 p.m. and an 8:45. That's going to be a long night.
Yep. It's all right. It'll be worth it. You know, that's getting into the Daytona 500. Oh, TV ratings. I didn't know they had them out.
Yeah, it did really good, apparently. Well, for one, it's on a Saturday night instead of a Sunday night.
Right. Ratings are up from the last 2 years, which was moved up a day, but down from the previous 2 years. Okay, so the initial of the Coliseum got a lot of people watching, and we said that.
Yeah, they announced, yeah, they... Yeah,
because it was brand new.
Yeah,
and I still say if they'd have pulled that those people, how many even could name one single driver before they walked in? Yeah. 80% of them couldn't have done it. It was just the thing to do. But they're saying they had 3 million plus viewers, so good for them. Hopefully, they're learning something and get rid of these stale things that they've been trying, like their race to Mexico. That's going to be fun. So, got the duels coming up. Man, there's one other thing I wanted to mention real quick. And I can't remember what it was. So, oh! Did you get the Fantasy League up and running?
I literally just clicked on it, and it's not doing anything.
Oh, they're not up. They were supposed to be up this weekend.
It literally says play now, but signing in. Yeah, you can edit picks.
Fantasy Live, play now. My entries.
Nope, 11th. February 11th.
Is when you can sign up.
No, you can sign up now, But you can't make any picks until February 11th.
Oh, yeah. Well, nobody wants to until after the...
Sign up now for fan rewards today to complete for a chance to win a 500 bonus fan reward point by having race-winning driver in your Daytona 500 lineup.
We're already signed up, though.
Yeah, they're just... Fantasy Live is not open. Fantasy Live is not open for entry in league creation. Check back 11th for 500 roster.
Oh, okay. That'd be all right.
The 11th is literally next Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, that will be Tuesday. Well, like I said, there's not a whole lot. I mean, I'm looking for things to talk about, but there really is not. Everything's set. We've got done with the Clash. We've got
The one Twins. Thing that they added this year that's newsworthy to talk about is for one, Xfinity's done after this year. Sponsoring yes. the Xfinity series. Two.
They're doing the fastest lap.
They're doing the fastest lap point. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the fastest lap gets an extra point. That's something.
Yeah. But what I found comical in the article, in every race except for the championship race.
Yeah.
Who the hell cares about the championship race? I mean, it's the last race of the year. Who cares?
Yeah.
Unless you're going to carry it over to Daytona.
Yeah. No,
But yeah, I did see that where... And then I'm also seeing some rumblings where Busch Beer might come back as the sponsor.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Yeah, with Craftsman coming back there. Hopefully maybe Busch will come back.
So.
But that might be problematic for... Well, maybe. I was going to say for Ross because he's sponsored by Busch.
Well, he's Cup. So what?
It's money they could allocate towards just being a main sponsor of the league instead of just a car. I don't see it. Well, it's all depends on how they allocate money, but it's one of those things that could.
They got deep enough pockets; they can do both. You know, Winston sponsored the series, plus they sponsored cars. Jimmy Spencer drove the Winston car for a while.
Well, when I was talking about it, I was thinking that Dale Earnhardt was in the Busch. He was in the Busch car when he was in Busch. And same came for Kevin Harvick with the same way. He was the Busch car after Junior was in it and when they were still Busch. I would like to go back to Busch. Let's get that old school feel. We stop hearing almost as fast as that Xfinity internet.
Well, you will hear it with the fastest lap crap, believe me.
Yeah, God. We're going to hear it on all three assets because it's not just Xfinity. It's all three series have the fastest lap points.
That would be cool. They just put, a little bit. Power rankings for the Xfinity series just came out. They're saying that Sammy Smith is your number one guy. After that is Ryan Sieg. Or wait a minute. Oh, they're going from bottom up. Okay, so top 12. Sammy Smith is 12th. Ryan Sieg is 11th. Parker Retzlaff is 10th. Nick Sanchez is 9th. They've got Christian Eckes 8th. Harrison Burton, 7th. Sam Mayer is 6th. Connor Zilish is 5th. Jesse Love is 4th. That's a little bit of disrespect. Sheldon Creed is 3rd. Okay. Justin Allgaier is 2nd. And Austin Hill is your top prospect, the power rankings in the Xfinity series. So.
They just put out the odds, betting odds for Daytona 500 winning. Kyle Busch is number one, then Brad, then Joey Logano, Blaney, Larson, Elliott, Hamlin, then Todd Gilliland, which they've always been, he's always been good on.
Yeah, he has.
And then Byron, Bell, Reddick, Buescher, Wallace, Cindric, Stenhouse, Barry, Chastain, Bowman, Briscoe, McDowell, which I think would be a little bit higher. I don't know why he's so far down, even with the new team. I don't know why he's that far down. Then Gibbs, Priest, Allgaier, Suarez, and blah, 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 blah.
I like Kyle Busch at the top.
He was close the last couple years at these super speedways, and I guarantee you he's itching to get a win since he didn't get one last year.
And Austin Dillon is a decent pusher if he'll stay in line and let him have it. But that's interesting to see Kyle, because he hasn't been in the top of anybody's list for a while. Yeah, so that's it. I said I'm just looking through one last time, seeing if anything pops up, and nothing has. So
yeah, the major thing this week was the Xfinity thing. There's obviously Chase winning the Bowman Gray, but yeah, there's nothing really going on because everything's covered by the Super Bowl or stuff like that. Wait till Monday, and it's gonna be nothing but NASCAR. Right. They announced today. If I don't know if you see it or not, but Joey Logano's Daytona 500 car looks really good. It goes from red to yellow to white. How it fades it for each other. It's really good looking.
Well, that's nice for the 16th place champion. Still sticks in my craw.
Yeah, I don't know if you can see this, but. Hold on. Probably can't. It's too bright.
Yeah, it's too bright. Where do you see that?
Oh, yeah, it's too bright.
Oh, right there. Huh. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a nice little fading car. But, yeah, it's a nice looking car. But we'll be getting more announcements like that throughout the coming days of Daytona 500 cars. They also announced Denny Hamlin's car for Daytona.
Yeah, I see.
And it's like some insurance, I think. National debt relief.
All right,
National debt relief car. It's red, white, and blue. Maybe he might win a Daytona. No, he didn't win. That's wrong. I say he can't win it. He hasn't won a Daytona with FedEx, but that's not true. He's won two or three of them.
Yeah, that's not a bad looking car. It's pretty plain Jane. But
it's pretty plain, but it's. You see his trailer? Everybody's pointing at his trailer. Had no on it. Well, duh. He lost his main sponsor, FedEx.
Yeah.
The year before, years before that, they lost M&M's.
Somebody pointed out that on the Camaros this year, they've taken the Camaro off the bumper, and it's just still like, what, the L1 or something like that, LZ or ZT1?
ZL1 or something.
But the Camaro logo, print across the back of the bumper is gone.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, at least from Clash.
I heard it's going to Corvette next year. I've seen some renderings, but we won't know that until they make an official announcement.
I've heard either, Corvette or possibly Cadillac.
Yeah, I've heard, yep.
CTS or whatever. Whatever. They're the manufacturer. They get to push what they want. I just wish NASCAR would let the boys race real cars, but that ain't going to happen. But other than that, like I said,
I don't got nothing
for the people. And to me, that's pretty much it.
Yep.
And like you said, we'll have, as soon as the Super Bowl's over, it going to go crazy.
Yeah.
So. All righty. I will stop talking and get this over with.
All right.